You're listening to Martian Gardens. This is episode 998. Our number one, the Martian Gardens blog for complete playlists and other information is martiangardens.blog. Again, that's martiangardens.blog. My name's Max. Happy to have you with me. We'll start with music for processed violin and music for cello and percussion. About 20 years ago, violinist and extraordinaire John Rose released the Hyperstring Project. He called it New Dynamic of Rogue Counterpoint. And we'll hear a few selections from this RER Megacorp release from 1999, Hammer Horror, Spikes, and Broken Bones. And this is for computerized violin. And following these three short selections, we'll hear from Ted Hearn, who was still in his teens when John Rose released the Hyperstring Project. Ted Hearn likes to compose with conventional instruments in unconventional manners, and that's what we'll hear in our four movements of the 13-minute furtive movements, and that's movements 1 through 4. And this comes from the CD Hazy Heart Pump, newly released on New Focus Recordings. And the performers are Ashley Bathgate on cello and John Wittrett on percussion. First, John Rose. This is called Selection. This is called the Hyperstring Project. The three excerpts are, again, Hammer Horror, Spikes, and Broken Bones. You're listening to Martian Gardens, episode 998, hour number one. We'll be right back. You're listening to Martian Gardens. This is episode 998, hour number one, that we just heard from Ted Hearn, Furtive Movements. And that's in four parts, Furtive Movements 1 through 4. That comes from Hazy Heart Pump, his new release on New Focus Recordings. And that was for cello and percussion, cello by Ashley Bathgate and percussion by John Whitrote. A 2015 composition from Ted Hearn, who was of the composition faculty of the University of Southern California, born Chicago, 1982. And we heard just before Ted Hearn, John Rose, starting with three short selections from the Hyperstring Project, subtitled "The New Dynamic of Rogue Counterpoint." That was released on RER, Megacorp, in 1999. Music for processed violin and electronics. We heard Hammer Horror, Spikes, and Broken Bones. Nice and gentle-sounding titles from John Rose, as usual. John Rose, native of Australia and experimental violinist and composer. We'll hear next from Robert Carl of the University of the Hart School, chair of the composition department at the Hart School in University of Hartford. We'll hear from the release from New World Records, 2016, The Geography of Loss, a piece called A Chamber Concerto for Guitar and 10 Instruments, and it's subtitled The Calm Bee in the Busy Hive. And it's in two parts, Building the Hive and Songs, Dances, and Laments of the Hive. And the complete list of performers is on the Martian Gardens blog. That's martiangardens.blog. And this was conducted by Matthew Obern and recorded at the Hart School in January 19th, 2011. And then we'll hear Robert Carl once again, and this time just for solo instrument from a new release called Spectra, which is more of a CD single than a full album, as Cold Blue Music likes to do, just 15 or 20 minutes, short selections, or one long selection. This is called Spectra, and we'll hear Spectra Part 2, harp by Allison Bjorkdahl. Music recorded at the Architecture Studios, Los Angeles, July of 2019. But first, this is a 16-minute piece, Robert Carl, his Chamber Concerto for Guitar and 10 Instruments, The Calm Bee in the Busy Hive.
Thank you. Thank you.
You're listening to Martian Gardens. This is episode 998, hour number one. And we were just listening to music from Robert Carl of the University of Hartford, chair of the composition department at the Hart School of Music. We heard from two releases, The Geography of Loss on New World Records and Spectra on Cold Blue Music. The first one, a chamber concerto for guitar and 10 instruments, was subtitled The Calm Bee in the Busy Hive, and that's in two movements, Building the Hive and Songs, Dances, and Laments of the Hive. And that featured first guitar by Christopher Ladd and second by Don Hardington, with a complete list of the other performers on the Martian Gardens blog, which is, again, martiangardens.blog. That ensemble was conducted by Matthew Oben and recorded at the Hart School January 19th, 2011. Robert Carl Chamber, the Chamber Concerto for guitar in 10 movements, and we followed that with music for solo instrument, Robert Carl's Splectra. And that was part two of Splectra. We heard part one a few weeks ago. Splectra for a solo harp, released on Cold Blue Music 2019. And that's harp and digital processing. Harp by Allison Bjorkdal, recorded at the Architecture Studios in Los Angeles, July of 2019, Robert Carl. We will end the hour with a music from David Behrman. Veterans Day came and went with my usual ambivalent feelings about the wars and about those who fight them. And one of the poets, commentators around the First World War, who expressed this very well, was Siegfried Sassoon. And Siegfried Sassoon was a friend of the father of David Behrman, Sam Behrman, and they exchanged letters throughout the early 20th century. This is spoken by Thomas Buchner, with the text by Siegfried Sassoon, Statement Against the War, July of 1917. This also features instruments by Ralph Samuelson, plays shakuhachi, and trombone by Peter Zummo, keyboards and electronics by David Behrman. And this was started in 1979 and revised in 2002. David Behrman, A Statement Against the War, from his CD My Dear Siegfried, released in 2005 on XI Records. This is Martian Gardens, episode 998, hour number one.
I am making this statement as an act of willful defiance of military authority. Because I believe that the war is being deliberately prolonged. By those who have the power to end it. I am a soldier, convinced that I am acting on behalf of soldiers. I believe that the purposes for which I and my fellow soldiers entered upon this war should have been so clearly stated. As to have made it impossible for them to be changed without our knowledge. and that had this been done, the objects which actuated us would now be attainable by negotiation. I have seen and endured the sufferings of the troops. And I can no longer be a party to prolonging those sufferings. For ends which I believe evil and unjust. I am not protesting against the military conduct of the war. But against the political errors and insincerities for which the fighting men are being sacrificed. On behalf of those who are suffering now, I make this protest against the deception which is being practiced on them. Also, I believe that it may help to destroy the callous complacence. With which the majority of those at home regard the continuation of agonies which they do not share. And which they have not sufficient imagination to realize.
What is the name of those things you see when you close your eyes? I think it's phosphenes. The reddish patterns, the little stripes and dots and blurry little lines you see floating around when you close your eyes. And no one really knows what they are or what they're for. Sometimes they seem to be brought on by sound or random electrical or magnetic firing. sometimes phosphenes are called prisoner's cinema. Some kind of eternal, plotless, avant-garde animated movie. Or maybe they're just screensavers, holding patterns that just sit there so your brain won't fall asleep. The new headquarters of the National Security Agency is finally almost finished. This huge data center in Utah collects information and has clearance to bug the systems of individual citizens and to engage in sabotage using subversive software. The United States is the first country in the history of the world to collect and store information about its own citizens on this scale. Until now, records were mostly accounts of the lives of kings and pharaohs, who also stored their records in massive desert complexes. A lot of the information is stored in the cloud. But the likelihood that your story is going to get mixed up with someone else's story is extremely high. Hey!